Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Thursday, the 2nd of December, the Pope arrives in Cyprus on his 35th apostolic journey, which will also take him to Greece. The Cypriot president speaks about the significance of the Pope's visit, and Pope Francis addresses bishops, priests and religious on the island, inviting them to be patient as they go forth with courage. In the Vatican, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Pope Francis' 35th apostolic journey of his pontificate is now underway, which is taking him to Cyprus and Greece from December the 2nd to the 6th. At around 11 a.m. today, he flew out of Rome's Fiumicino Airport for Larnaca, the international airport of Cyprus. Robin Gomes has more.
During this apostolic journey to the eastern Mediterranean region, Pope Francis has very much at heart the cause of refugees and migrants. This is why, before his departure on Thursday, he met two separate groups of refugees. At the Vatican's Casa Santa Marta, where he resides, a group of some 12 refugees came to see him off before his car headed for the airport. The refugees, hailing from Syria, Congo, Somalia and Afghanistan, were accompanied by the Pope's official almsgiver, Cardinal Konrad Krajewski. Many of them had spent time at the Moria migrant camp in the Greek island of Lesbos that the Pope visited in 2016. He had brought 12 Syrian refugees, including 6 children, along with him on his flight back to Rome. Another group of refugees he met on Thursday was at the parish of Our Lady of Angels near Fiumicino Airport, where he said a prayer before the image of Our Lady of Loreto. After a 3-hour flight from Rome on an A320 airplane of Italy's new state-owned flag carrier, ITA Airways, Pope Francis touched down at Larnaca Airport in Cyprus at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. After the plane came down to a stop, Apostolic Nuncio to Cyprus, Archbishop Tito Yilana, went up the steps to greet the pontiff inside the aircraft. Awaiting him on the tarmac at the foot of the steps was the Speaker of the House of the Cypriot Parliament, accompanied by 3 children in traditional dresses, who offered the Pope bouquets of flowers in welcome. After the guard of honor to the playing of the band, the pontiff and the president of the parliament introduced members of their respective delegations. I am Robin Gomes.
As Pope Francis touched down on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus, his visit was being described by the Cypriot government as historic. Nathan Morley reports from Nicosia.
The Pope arrived in Cyprus at the main Larnaca airport just before 3 o'clock local time. His entourage were then quickly escorted by a heavy police convoy to the capital, Nicosia. For the government here in Cyprus, this visit constitutes an historic event. Over 70 reporters are accompanying the Pope's mission, whilst more than 200 journalists have been accredited to cover the event. Over the next 24 hours, the Holy Father will hold a mass at the GSP Sports Stadium, meet with refugees and immigrants, and hold ecumenical prayers at the Catholic Church of the Holy Cross in Nicosia. The Holy Father will be greeted by President Nikos Anastasiades, who is expected to brief him on protection of cultural heritage, efforts to promote interreligious dialogue, the ongoing Cyprus problem, and the migration and refugee issue, along with human rights. The challenges facing the world due to the new outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic will also be discussed. The Foreign Minister, Nikos Christodoulidis, said the visit reaffirms the strength of modern-day ties between Cyprus and the Holy See based on solid historic foundations. During this trip, Pope Francis will also visit Archbishop Christostomos II, the leader of the Orthodox Church of Cyprus, and also hold meetings with leaders of the Catholic Church on the island. This is the second papal visit to Cyprus after the former Pope Benedict's successful journey in 2010 aimed at strengthening ties between the Roman Catholic and Orthodox churches. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley in Cyprus.
Cypriot President Nikos Anastasiades, who has been in power since 2013, was there to greet Pope Francis upon his arrival this morning. He briefly spoke to our correspondent on the ground about the significance of the visit for the Republic of Cyprus.
First and above all, it's a historic visit. It sends a lot of messages of solidarity to those who are suffering, to those who are under distress, they are under occupation. So it is so important, and we thank the Holy Father for his decision to pay such a visit to Cyprus.
In the first official discourse of his apostolic visit to Cyprus and Greece, Pope Francis addressed bishops, priests, men and women religious, and catechists, inviting them to be patient as they go forth with courage. As Linda Bordoni reports, representatives of the Cypriot Catholic Church gathered in Nicosia's Maronite Cathedral of Our Lady of Grace to welcome the Holy Father. Amongst them were the Maronite Archbishop of Cyprus, Selim Safir, and the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Pier Battista Pizzaballa.
A patient church is the one best suited for the reality in Cyprus. A church that does not allow itself to be upset and troubled by change, but calmly welcomes newness and discerns situations in the light of the gospel. This is Pope Francis's vision and encouragement for Catholic clergy, religious and catechists gathered in Nicosia's Maronite Cathedral of Our Lady of Grace at the start of his apostolic visit to Cyprus. Addressing representatives of all the Catholic rites present in Cyprus, the Latin Rite, the Maronites and the Armenian Catholics, the Pope upheld the wealth of their diversity and urged them to persevere without growing weary or discouraged. Greeting the Maronite Church representatives, he expressed his concern particularly for the crisis currently crippling Lebanon, saying that he carries in prayer the desire for peace that rises from the heart of that country. And getting to the heart of his message, the Pope reflected on the heritage of Cyprus's patron, Saint Barnabas, whom he said was a man of faith and wisdom, whose attitude was one of utmost patience. The patience to keep moving forward, the patience to enter into the lives of hitherto unknown individuals, the patience to accept what was new without rushing to judgment. He upheld the work carried out by the Church on the island as it welcomes new brothers and sisters arriving from other shores of the world, never, he said, leaving anyone bereft of the Church's loving embrace. This, he said, is also an important message for the Church throughout Europe, marked by the crisis of faith. It does little good, he continued, to be impulsive and tempestuous, nostalgic or querulous. Instead, he continued, we do well to march forward, reading the signs of the times as well as the signs of the crisis. We need a fraternal church, the Pope continued, one that is an agent of fraternity in our world, inviting us not to experience diversity as a threat to identity. We are brothers and sisters loved by a single father, the Pope reminded those present, noting that the church in Cyprus is immersed in the Mediterranean, a sea that is rich in history, a sea that has been the cradle of many civilizations, a sea from which, he said, today many individuals, peoples and cultures from every part of the world still disembark. The Pope concluded, urging them to remind everyone and Europe as a whole that we need to work together to build a future worthy of humanity and to walk together as brothers and sisters, all of us. I'm Linda Bordoni.
Antonis Goulos, the press coordinator for the Pope's visit to the Maronite community of Cyprus, reflected on the Holy Father's visit and underlined the hope and encouragement Pope Francis brings for the faithful of the island.
Back in 2010, when we had the first visit of Pope Benedict in Cyprus, I never believed that I could live such a dream in my life, to witness a visit of a Pope here in Cyprus. You know, the Catholic community in Cyprus, we grew up from children with the idea of Catholicism and Pope as our leader, and it was always a dream to see the Pope somewhere, somehow. So for me, it was obvious that this was a dream coming true. I would never imagine, though, that I could live that dream twice in my life.
You are also a very active member of the Maronite community. Why is the visit of the Pope so important for your community?
The Catholic Maronite community of Cyprus is here on this island for over 1,200 years now. This is a history, this is a culture and heritage that we do our utmost to keep it, maintain it, and why not to forward it further to the young generations. Visits like the papal visits are encouraging us, are giving us more hope to continue believe in our heritage, in our culture, and to preserve it as much as we can, because the small numbers of the Catholic Maronites in Cyprus are in threat because of the small numbers. Unintentionally, I'm not saying that this is done intentionally or consciously. The primary community of Cyprus is the Greek Orthodox. It's a fact of life. You know that small communities, very small numbers, are assimilated into larger numbers. I'm sure that the Pope already knows the story of the Catholic Maronites of Cyprus. He's coming to witness them. The Pope is coming to bless this island, and that is why his motto was not said by chance. And therefore, comforting each other in faith is the motto that really reflects the diversity of Cyprus.
Well, as Pope Francis embarks on his apostolic visit to Cyprus and Greece, the representative of the Latin community in the Cypriot Parliament, Antonella Mantovani, talks about relationships with Maronite and Armenian Catholic communities on the island and about her own community's specific role and identity.
I represent the people of Cyprus who are Latin Catholic by faith. As regards the church, they have their own nuncio, and now they will establish an embassy in Cyprus for their relationship with the government. However, I do collaborate closely with the Catholic Church and help them whenever they ask for my help in any particular issue. The government has increased the cooperation between the representatives and the state by having the office of a presidential commissioner who is responsible for easing our collaboration with the state. He's like the facilitator between the ministries and the representatives. So it's an extra help for the representatives of the religious groups.
And how does the collaboration with the other Christian representatives work? Are you working together closely?
Well, we are three representatives in total. I represent the Latin Catholics. My colleague, Mr. Musas, represents the Maronite Catholics, and Mr. Mahdesian represents the Armenians. Each community has very different characteristics. For example, the Armenians have their own language, and they also have a very strong ethnic origin. They are part of the Armenian diaspora. The Maronites also have their language. Sana'a has been recognized by the Cyprus government as a language. They also have villages in the Turkish-occupied northern area. So again, they have very pressing different issues. As Latin Catholics, we are very well integrated into the urban society of Cyprus. We have also a lot of mixed marriages, so our focus is different to theirs.
Turning to world news in brief, and India reported its first two cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant on Thursday, but the government said it had no immediate plans to authorise booster vaccine shots, despite demands from lawmakers and parliament. The health ministry said two male patients with the new COVID-19 variant were showing mild symptoms. Germany was expected to impose restrictions on the unvaccinated on Thursday as it seeks to break a dramatic surge in daily coronavirus infections, exacerbated by the discovery of the Omicron strain. Outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel and her successor Olaf Scholz were discussing with leaders of Germany's 16 states restricting the unvaccinated from access to all but the most essential businesses, such as grocery stores, pharmacies and bakeries. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For all the latest on the Pope's apostolic visit to Cyprus and Greece, check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page or on Twitter. In the Vatican, thank you for joining us.